Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is time for our worst in five power rankings, where we tell you the worst team in the league and then the five best. Last week, I believe we all had the Bills as the worst team in the league. I'm actually going to mix that up a little bit. The Bills at least put up some fight against the Chargers. So for my worst team in the league, I'm going to say it's Arizona. Blanked by the Rams, the Arizona Cardinals, to me, are the worst team in football right now. Freems?
Just think there's a lot of middling teams. Teams that are just bunched up. There's not a horrendous team out there, but there's not many great teams. But I'm going to still keep the Bills, who showed a little life in the second half. I'm going to keep them at 32.
All right, and I've got Arizona. And Cody, your worst team in the league would be who?
Yeah, Arizona's bad, but I have to cut them a little bit slack. I mean, that was the Rams. Rams are probably one of the best teams in the NFL, so I'm going to stick with the Bills. That's just a joke of a team.
All right, you guys are going to stay with the Bills. I'm going to go with Arizona. For my top five teams in the league, this is tough. There's a lot of teams that are undefeated yet that I don't know if I'm quite ready to put them top five, like the Dolphins, the Broncos, the Bengals, the Buccaneers, who I've been telling you, Winston is not getting that job back. I don't know if I want to put them top five quite yet. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go Eagles still at five. I'm going to drop them down. They were my number one last week, and I know they lost to the Buccaneers, but I'm still going to put them at five. They have Carson Wentz. It looks like he is going to return this week, so I'm going to put them at five. The Patriots I've got at number four. Tough loss to Jacksonville over the weekend. I'm going to keep them at four. And then three undefeated teams at top. The Chiefs are three. The Rams at two. And I'm putting Jacksonville at number one. I think they were able to not only get revenge on the Patriots, but look good doing it. So I've got Jacksonville, the Rams, the Chiefs, the Patriots, and the Eagles. No Packers in my top five frames.
I'm going to put the Eagles, who are getting Carson Wentz back, at number five. Number four, I'm going to go with New England yet.
All right.
They're getting Edelman back, and of course they added Gordon. So I'm going to say the Patriots. Three, I'm going to go with the Chiefs.
Okay.
Mahomes is like the talk of the NFL right now.
Yeah.
I'll say Jacksonville is two. Knocking on the door of the Rams, number one.
Chuck, we've got a very similar top five.
Except Jacksonville and the Rams, right?
Everything else. Just the one and two are different. And then we both go Chiefs, Patriots, Eagles to round up the top five. Cody, are you going to make this interesting, or are you going to be lame and do just what we did?
No, I'll make it a little bit interesting. Okay. I got the Patriots dropping down to five. They lost to Jacksonville, of course. I got the Vikings staying in my top five. They're at number four. Number three, I got to put the Chiefs in my top five. Mahomes looks like a stud. 10 touchdowns already. Number two, Jacksonville. And number one, I agree with Freems. I got the Rams.
So you clearly then have the Vikings over the Packers.
I did.
Chuck, is that what you would do if we extended this all the way down to 32?
Yeah, because they came into Green Bay's house and tied them.
With a hobbled quarterback.
It's right now. Our rankings right now.
What I'm saying, yeah, with a hobbled quarterback. Cousins outplayed Rodgers.
Last week I had the Vikings over the Packers and they tied, so I can't put them below the Packers.
You can do whatever you want.
Packer fan probably don't want to admit that Rodgers was outplayed, but you know, you look at Cousins and the numbers he put up in the fourth quarter. He had the better fourth quarter down the stretch. He led his team to a victory. Rodgers made a few mistakes, but I mean, as of right now, Minnesota's the better team.
Usually I look at the power rankings when I have a decision, I think. Neutral setting, who wins? Neutral setting, I think the Packers beat Minnesota. So I'm going to put the Packers over Minnesota if we took it out that far. I don't think they're in the top five yet. Still some concerns about the defense, really the pass rush, which I almost don't even like saying Packers pass rush because they don't have one. So I don't like saying that. But I would put Packers over Minnesota. Those are our worst in five power rankings. We do it every Wednesday. Again, here's how it works for people. Get mad that everybody's disrespecting the Packers. Think on Wednesday, my boys, Bart, Cody, and Chuck, they'll take care of me. They'll put the Packers atop and then get mad when we don't.
Yeah. Well, we should, later on in the season, like December, come back and see who we had in week two. Because it's probably going to be a little different than what we have right now. Because some of these teams, some of those 2-0 teams you're talking about who you won't put in the top five, or I haven't put either, they might be. They might end up being top five in December. Who knows?
Doesn't it seem like the Chiefs start every year 6-0 and finish 9-7?
And a first-round playoff loss. Yeah.
Every year.
Yeah.
That Chiefs season, very similar.
That's what I'm saying. I think Kansas City, they're riding a high right now, but we'll see where they are in December.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.